Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, hold the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guest is red hot for the Messiah, Mike Shreve, and Mike and I have teamed up to come out with a brand new book, and I believe it's going to reach so many people, Jews and Gentiles alike, that don't know Jesus. It's for people involved in the new age. It's called Truth Seekers, subtitled 10 Amazing People Who Found It. And the New Agers, I'm amazed, Mike, at the number of Jewish people that are in the New Age. As you've been studying the New Age for so many years now, have you found a large number of Jewish people involved?
Well, yes. In fact, at least two in the book I know of are of Jewish background. Rafi Cohen and John Alper both were raised Jewish.
And what I find is many leaders in the New Age are Jewish. It's as if the devil knows when these Jewish people find the authentic, we're going to be like modern-day Paul the Apostles, so he throws that cheap counterfeit. Now, you were telling me about some amazing statistical results on surveys you've read about the difference between the growth of New Age and the growth of Christianity.
That's altogether why every listener needs this book and needs to get several of these books for other people, because our society, by leaps and bounds, is becoming more New Age in its mindset than it is Christian. From the year 1990 to the year 2000, Christianity, according to reputable polls, only grew 5%. At the same time, the New Age grew 240%. It was the most, it was the biggest change, the most noticeable and large change in a mindset in our society, more than any other religious worldview.
You know, Mike, most people that focus on what's going to happen in the last days and what are the things to be looking out for, they focus on Islam. I'm wondering if the sleeping giant is not the New Age.
Well, I agree 100%. Islam is very blatant and upfront with its divisive point of view, where you have to be a Muslim in order to be saved, etc. But the New Age reaches out and becomes very gentle and loving and kind and all-inclusive. And that's much more appealing to people and much more insidious in the way it woos them away from the cross, where Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to God but by me." Now, when I was a yoga teacher, at four universities back in 1970, I would quote that statement Jesus made, but then I would say what he really meant by that was his I am consciousness, his awareness of his own divinity is the way and the truth and the life. And once we come into that awareness where we realize that we are able to say I am, which denotes eternal existence, we come into that same level of consciousness. We call it Christ consciousness. And so I subtly twisted the words of Jesus to make it say something totally opposite to what he meant.
And that's what the New Age does.
Yes, it assigns different meanings to familiar phrases and familiar ideas.
Well, let's talk about someone in the book, John Alper. And as a young Jewish boy, he was similar to me in that he wanted to know what happened after death. Tell me about him.
Well, John had some loved ones die, and it just shook him to his foundation. His family was a very materialistic family, a very wealthy family. And then some dear ones in his family perished, and he went to the rabbi and tried to get answers, and no one could give him a definite, conclusive answer on what was going to happen to them after death. And that just was unacceptable to him. And so he began exploring in other areas. He dabbled in transcendental meditation for a while, TM, which claims to be a mind science, but it's much more than that. It's a religious philosophy. And then he got involved.
By the way, in TM, they give you a word. Each one's given a specific word that they say over and over again. What is that?
Well, when you chant a mantra, you're repeating this phrase over and over again, and quite often it is actually a worship phrase for a Hindu deity, which is a non-existent being. It's a demonic force. And when you chant that mantra, you actually succeed in conjuring up that supposed deity, but it's really a demonic influence in your life.
Well, you know what I find fascinating is this Hinduism. If it came as Hinduism, people would kind of say, I don't want that. But if it comes in a nice package like TM or some of these other courses that are like a positive thinking type thing, but they're really new age things that are slipped into the positive thinking, I even find, which is so amazing, something like in Judaism we call Kabbalah, which is getting very hot in Hollywood. That's a mixture of Judaism and Hinduism, yet I don't think many Jewish people know that, Mike.
No, they don't realize that the truth is being muddied by doctrines and ideas that are absolutely contrary to the Bible.
So let's go back to John Alper. Tell me about him.
Well, John is a very successful television producer, and he actually... he dabbled in Self-Realization Fellowship and Yogananda, and he went through a lot of different groups, including Transcendental Meditation. And finally, he hired someone to help take care of his house and his children who happened to be a Christian. And she began holding conversations with him, and she took him to some meetings that were Jewish-oriented. They were Messianic Jews who were sharing the truth from, sharing their revelation of Jesus from their Judaism background as well. And it just convinced him that there's more to Jesus, that he really did fulfill the scriptures and was the Messiah.
You know, I've been a Jewish believer in Jesus for over 30 years, and it blows my mind that most Jewish people don't even know that Jesus is Jewish. I mean, most Christians take that for granted, but we Jewish people are starting from ground level zero.
Well, that's what he emphasizes in his testimony in the book, that his maid, or this lady that came to work for them, convinced him that Jesus was really Jewish, and the disciples were Jewish. And he said this just blew up in his spirit that, wow, the Christianity is not a separate religion, it's the fulfillment of Judaism. And then it all came to a head when he went to a meeting where a Jews for Jesus leader presented Christ in the Passover, and he connected the dots. He suddenly saw how Passover was all a revelation of a much greater deliverance to come, not just being delivered from Egypt, but being delivered from sin and from death and from hell eternally.
Very briefly, tell me about why reincarnation and Christianity are mutually exclusive.
Well, in order to believe in reincarnation, you have to dismiss the whole idea of receiving forgiveness from God, because the whole basis of reincarnation is the idea that you pay off your karmic debt.
So it's works.
Yeah, it's salvation by works. Whatever you do in this life, you pay for in a future life. There's no room for forgiveness coming from God, and no need for Jesus going to the cross. It's absolutely unnecessary.
And when you understand that you become the righteousness of God in Messiah Jesus, you can't get any more righteous than that. why would anyone even need to? Not that they could come back, because the scriptures say you live once and then comes the judgment. But why would someone want to come back to get more righteous when they have the righteousness of God in Jesus in themselves? They've already reached it. It's such a wonderful gift that God has given us. Now, you have Jewish friends. You have Gentile friends. You even have Christians that are dabbling in the New Age. They like yoga, and they don't even know it. They don't even understand it. You want this book, and you really want three or four of these books, and we have a special bonus CD in which I've spoken longer on this radio interview that you won't be able to hear. And this bonus CD and the book is available for a gift of $22. The book is called, and it's literally right off the press, Truth Seekers, 10 Amazing People Who Found It. Mike, what's the Spirit of God telling you about what will happen with this book?
Oh, God showed me that we would have, well, he called it a bumper crop. I woke up one morning and heard the audible voice of God tell me that. And I wasn't really sure what a bumper crop meant. So I went to a dictionary and checked it out. And it's an exceptionally large harvest, an unexpectedly large ingathering. And I just believe this book will go worldwide in a very quick period of time. I believe it needs to be translated into many languages. Because this is the most powerful book I've ever seen, or if I hadn't written it, I would still say it's the most powerful book I've ever seen to reach somebody who believes in New Age thought.
Well, we were talking about how the growth of New Age, I believe that if you don't understand the New Age, you're not going to understand the end times.
Absolutely, and that's why every Christian needs this book. Because most Christians I meet have absolutely no idea how to hold a conversation with somebody who believes in New Age thought. And New Age thought is permeating our campuses. It's infiltrating even the entertainment industry. Even Disney has characters that participate in New Age.
There's so many movies. You can't watch TV without seeing New Age. We're making the book and the bonus CD available for a gift of $22. Call or write today for Truth Seekers. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.